Hoosiers have been talking this week about the inauguration today and what they hope a Vice President Pence will mean for Indiana, like these folks having lunch in Crown Point, about 40 miles south of Chicago.
I sure hope he could help Indiana out, because Indiana needs some help, especially in the education department.
Maybe job opportunities.
The thing I'd like to see is him do something with the roads.
I think it's benefited already with President-elect Trump coming in and talking with Carrier to reconsider their position moving to Mexico with some of their jobs. He seems to be loyal to the Hoosiers.
I'd say he's already benefited Indiana.
Many Hoosiers feel some connection to Pence. For Kevin Brenniger, that connection is pretty close.
You know, it is a bit surreal. I've been for a long, long time on a first-name basis with the man who's now Vice President of the United States.
Brenniger's connection to Mike Pence goes back to the 1980s, when his wife and Pence were friends at the same college in Indiana. And Brenniger was a regular guest on Pence's radio show back in the mid-90s.
Mike Pence!
Call with your take on it. Was justice served in the case of Kelly Flynn?
Pence talked current events, politics, and morality.
Is adultery no longer a big deal in Indiana and in America? And just love to know your thoughts, because I, for one, believe that...
Brenniger says they would talk about the economy.
A lot of the focus was on taxes and tax reform and property taxes. You know, got to know Mike very, very well. He knows our state, he knows our industry base, and you know, he'll look to help us when he can, but it'll be in a very appropriate and very ethical way.
Pence's predecessor in the governor's mansion, Mitch Daniels, says Pence, as vice president, will benefit Indiana in ways that may not be seen or even measured.
I mean, I know he'll recognize that his responsibilities are national, but I'm sure in ways that can't be fully predicted right now. Let's just say it's not going to hurt to have one of our own in a position that important.
While some are hoping Pence keeps his eye on his home state, his duties may not allow him to do all that much, says St. Louis University law professor Joel Goldstein, an expert on the office of vice president. But there are coattails.
Typically, people who the vice president knows, maybe from their home state, end up in positions in the executive branch. And each of those people, to the extent that they care about Indiana, will also bring certain benefits to Indiana.
Goldstein says Pence could throw names into the mix for government jobs or federal appointments like appellate court judgeships. Or if the Pentagon is thinking of closing a military base, they might think twice before closing one in Indiana. And Goldstein says Pence's friends in Indiana will now have at least some access to the vice president.
Because the vice president knows people in his or her home state, they tend to be responsive, and it's harder to say no to your friends than to strangers.
That's something Kevin Brenniger doesn't want to abuse, but he definitely wants to take advantage of. Brenniger is Pence's longtime friend, the guy who was on the radio show. He's now the head of the Indiana Chamber of Commerce. The chamber supports trade agreements like NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, agreements that have been attacked by Donald Trump.
I mean, Mike Pence was a pro-trade member of Congress, so, you know, we would be prepared to have conversations with our congressional delegation and with the vice president who comes from our state, and if given the opportunity, the president of the United States.
That's something Pence might be able to facilitate. I'm Michael Puente.